morning, Jess. It's great to talk to you.
What was it that first drew you to veterinary science? How did you start in this field?
Like a lot of vets, I guess I'd always wanted to work with animals, and I really enjoyed and appreciated learning about animals, and I felt a very strong motivation to help them. So I guess that interest from a very young age as a child, and fascination with animals led me on to studying in those fields, and aspiring to become a vet when I got to the end of high school, helped by a wonderful high school teacher who connected me with all creatures great and small.
Oh, wonderful. How have you witnessed attitudes to female vets change over the course of your career?
Look, it's been pretty remarkable, Jess. I don't think anyone would have predicted the kind of changes we've seen. Certainly not back in the 1970s when I entered vet science. You know, vet science was a very strong profession that developed in Australia from after the turn of the 1900s, and vet schools were set up. And at that time, the real focus was on treating animals that were economically important. So first of all, the horse, which was incredibly important, and, you know, military and transport purposes. And then somewhat later, livestock, treating Australian livestock, managing disease. So the focus of vet science at that time was really all about big production animals of high value, treating them. And I guess not surprisingly, because they were very male-dominated industries, that almost all the men who entered, almost all the people who entered vet science in the early days were men. And many of them received support scholarships from the Department of Agriculture and from other employers who wanted to employ men to work in livestock industries and with horses.
Hmm.
So big shift. I guess in the 1970s, we saw this big change happen where women started to enter the profession in small numbers. Up until that time, very few female students had been accepted to the vet schools around Australia. And then a big wave started to happen in the 1970s, I think around the time that they stopped putting restrictions on the number of women who could enter the course, which they did in the early days. So, yeah, very big shift. And, of course, now you look and now the vet profession has the new graduates are overwhelmingly women, but there's a real balance between men and women in the profession that's happened, and women are very well accepted now, which they weren't so in the early days.
Why do you think it is that veterinary science, and when you talk about those new graduates kind of being almost overwhelmingly female, why do you think it has evolved from that kind of male-dominated industry to a more female-dominated profession?
I think the big shift has been, there's multiple things that have happened, but one of the big shifts has been about women aspiring and seeing the potential for themselves to become veterinarians. That's definitely been part of it. I think women have always wanted to be vets, but it's a career that's much more open to women now than it was. And we, as you say, we have wonderful female leaders in the field, who I think have helped to role model the way for other women. That's part of it. But I think also people, you know, it reflects our shifting attitudes to animals and the way we manage them. So, for example, in the early days, vet science was very strong focus on economically important animals, whereas now vets treat such a diversity of animals. You know, we treat everything from agricultural livestock animals through to companion animals, pocket pets. Vets work in aquaculture, they work in animal ethics, they work in welfare, they work in, with wildlife, you know, in the middle of this wildlife. It was the bushfire crisis, for example. Most vets would be doing some work with wildlife, particularly in bushfire impacted regions. So I think that big shift in focus on just a few species to a big diversity of different animals has opened up, has made it more attractive to women, and the different view, I guess, of what the vet does and how important our role is in promoting the well-being of animals and, I guess, being the advocate for animals and for their health and welfare.
Mm. You've had quite an incredible career over the years, and you've worked, you know, as a veterinary inspector and a manager with the animal welfare branch of the Department of Agriculture, all sorts of wonderful things. Do you have a favourite animal to work with, or a favourite case or story that you've had over the years?
Oh, Jess, that's a bit like choosing your favourite child. To choose your favourite animal.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to say I have a real soft spot for, which is kind of funny because as a child I've got a real soft spot for English Spring Spaniels as a breed, and for some of the wonderful dogs that you get to meet along the way, and more recently for rabbits and chickens, because I've had some fantastic opportunities to work with those animals, and I get to understand a little bit more about what makes them tick, and to really get to know their personalities and help to improve their health and welfare. So lots of stories spring to mind, but for example, when I was when my son was young, he got interested in rabbits, so we started attending some of the rabbit shows where I did the rabbit vetting, and that was a great experience, seeing kids out there learning how to care for their rabbits, how to understand their behaviour, their welfare. You know, that's the kind of grassroots work that you can do that you know is going to make a real difference to animals' lives in the future. So,
that's lovely.
Lots of great stories.
Before I let you go, Dr. Roseanne, what obstacles do you think still remain for female vets pursuing a career in veterinary science? Do you think there are still any hurdles to overcome?
Look, just as in every field, there's no obstacles to being admitted to vet science and to succeeding in the vet course and to getting a job. We know that our female graduates do just as well as men do in every respect, and and they are our dominant. You know, we've got 80% women in the course these days. Like in every profession, or almost every profession, though, we still have a gender pay gap, and that just annoys me like crazy. There's no reason for it. It just is, and I think a lot of it's about societal views of the value of the work of women, and we've got a long way to go to fix that.
Mm.
Fortunately, vet science, the pay gap is not as great for people when they first leave university. But we still see, looking across the careers of women in vet science, that they're not achieving the same hourly pay rate as their male colleagues, even though they're just as qualified, just as good at their job. We've got to fix that.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us this morning and sharing your insights. Appreciate it.